Tony. Let's go to Trent. Trent Busserton. And Trent, we couldn't get you yesterday, so we couldn't say happy birthday on your birthday. But did you have a good day?
I did. I was up at Inglis looking at the Ready to Run sale. So unfortunately, I was on the plane when you rang. But thank you. Much appreciated.
Oh, very good. We had a few listeners texting in wanting to know and guessing how old you were. So how old did you turn yesterday?
42. What were they saying? What was the word? How scruffy looking I was, or unkempt or something?
He said you might have had a tough life.
Well, I understand it wasn't too complimentary, but I've heard it before, so...
Do you know what it means? You've celebrated a lot, which is what you're hoping to do again on Saturday night with Forget You. How is the Derby? Well, he was favourite, but there's been a lot of money for Gunstock. So how is Forget You now the second favourite?
Yeah, he's come through super. He's obviously, you know, he had a tough enough run on Saturday, but we sort of were keen to have one. He's a big, strong colt that smashes through his feed and he thrives on it. So sort of we're always probably regardless going to go in the 1 week back up off the bars, and obviously the bars record tells you it's the right race, but he certainly come through it good enough.
And the stablemate gave him a mighty scare on Saturday as well. Commander Harry now heading to the Derby as well.
Yeah, for sure. Look, he did everything fit. I suppose one's $3 and the other one's $20, and there was a nose between them. He was nominated for the race like you do half a dozen or a dozen at the start of the spring, and they fall away. And he was one. He's only a light horse, and we didn't really expect him to get there, but he's thriving and he raced well, and he's a tough little bugger, so he'll take his place. And again, he's come through well.
I suppose you never really know until they run it. But can you be as confident as you have in your Derby wins previously that Forget You's going to run the strong 25?
I think he's probably. I think Bankster was a good horse. He won a couple of Group Ones afterwards, and I think this horse is as good a horse as him. And on pedigree, there would be a doubt, no question. He's got Glamour Puss on the page and the Dam won over 1,000, I think. But everything else suggests about him, he's just going to stay all day. You know, he keeps on coming. So he relaxes, going to put himself to sleep wherever he is. And, you know, I'm confident, but there's always, you know, until they do it, you certainly got to do it.
Are you still dreaming of having him run in a Melbourne Cup if he can win?
I was, but that's sort of been put to bed, unfortunately. We got him CT scanned last Monday, and he came up perfect. It was all good. But because he's going to race, he's going to race twice, we were going to have him CT scanned again, and obviously that's broken. And so he has to have the X-rays. Sort of means we have to put him on a float and go over to Werribee and have the X-rays done over there. Which we're just not willing to interrupt the week preparation. Well, yeah, was no certain thing that he still had to win the Derby, which has sort of served me, and he had to come through it good, but we certainly would have given it consideration. And it's disappointing from our aspect. It's sort of, I understand Racing Victoria's position and the, you know, what's at stake with the race, but we could have had the X-rays done here in our stable under Racing Victoria's supervision with their vets and their stewards. And the fact that the horse had the CT scan last week and scanned up perfect, but I've got to respect their decision, I guess. So, it rules it out. We've decided we'd rather leave him in his box. It's sort of a 5-hour ordeal to get over there and back and have the X-rays, so... If he could have had them in the stable, it would have taken an hour and it would have been, you know, the dream model of dawn, but it's sort of out of the way from today.
Well, that's disappointing. Hopefully he's got a Derby on the mantelpiece after Saturday anyway, and you may well have a good Oaks contender as well. Is Glint of Hope and Audrey Girl running in the Wakeful?
A Glint of Hope won't. She'll go straight into the Oaks. She's a slight filly and she's done enough now. Audrey Girl, if she runs well, she's certainly a possibility of backing up in the Oaks. She's a big, strong filly on the Dam's pedigree. She should get over a trip, but I think she'll run well on Saturday, and that'll tell the story.
And what about in the Cantala? Sierra Sue?
She'll go to Empire Rose, sorry.
Oh, the Empire Rose, sorry. Empire Rose, yeah.
Obviously, she had the heart fibrillation at the Toorak, and we've sort of just been treading water. She galloped up fantastic this morning, and at this stage, she'll definitely take her place.
Good on you, Trent. Enjoy the build-up. It's going to be a huge week.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Michael.
Trent Busserton joining us there. So that's big news, unfortunately, with the logistics surrounding the scanning. The dream for the three-year-old, and it would have been the first three-year-old in a number of years to possibly contest a Melbourne Cup, is over.